Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night, episode 12, for February 6th, 2007. Leo's Bouncy Hair. Net at Night is recorded before a live audience on TalkShoe.com.
Recorded live.
What happened with, this is an interactive podcast.
Just I know.
Interactive, what happened with that? They stopped doing that.
I don't know. I feel as though I don't know when to start. Are we starting now?
They're screwing with us. Bastards.
I missed that.
Hello. I don't even remember what I say anymore now. It's totally thrown me. From California, I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Evan MacArthur from Toronto, Canada.
And this is Net at Night on TalkShoe. We're glad to talk to you all over the world via TalkShoe.com. We're streaming, of course, on the internet, but also a podcast later in the week on twit.tv. On this podcast, on this show, Amber and I talk about the latest happenings in the net. Sometimes we call our famous friends. I see Steve Chen is on there. Should we call him?
No, you know what? I'm chatting with him right now, Leo.
What?
And I'm just doing a little chat with him on Skype, but I'll stop in 1 second. But I basically just said hi because I haven't talked to him or seen him on Skype for a while. And he said he just bought himself a wireless mic that he's testing out. So then I said we're going to have him on in the future when he gets his mic all figured out.
Oh,
so he will come on again. So he's definitely on board to come on again. So,
that's the best part of the show, where we use our voluminous Rolodex, a.k.a. our Skype list, and call people randomly.
But Leo, I don't know if I can compete with you anymore because it's been the week of Leo.
The week of Leo?
Leo, top 25 web celeb, national syndicated radio show. You're on Regis and Kelly this week. All of a sudden, you've just blown up.
Yeah, I am blown up. I have exploded. Oh, I don't know. It has been a good week, I guess. Mostly because I got this new Nokia N93 phone. I think that's the best part, best thing that happened to me.
You know, Leo, you can't take it, can you?
I can't. I'm just blushing.
No, now you're getting right back into tech.
The web celeb thing is weird. It's Forbes.com. I was unexpected. I mean, as I posted on my blog, I was on a conference call talking about Undo TV. Well, more about that later with Chris Perillo. And he says, congratulations on the Forbes thing. And I said, what Forbes thing? He said, you're a web celeb. I said, huh? And so he sent me the link, and I was blown away. They didn't ask. They didn't mention. I don't know where they got the picture. They, to their credit, unlike Time Magazine, they got the links right, and they got the bio right. But
I know.
I'm honored. It's a wonderful thing.
It's very cool. Yeah. I was very excited to see you on that list. And there's a few other of our friends also on that list, like Merlin Mann and Cory Doctorow is on the list and, you know, quite a few people. So I think it's kind of cool, Leo. I was very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I'm proud of myself. It's a great, great honor. And I'd like to thank the Academy.
you're gonna go places with acceptance speeches like that.
Yeah. The Regis and Kelly thing, you know, I mean, I've done that since 2001. And in fact, I really kind of stopped doing it because it's a lot of work. And they got me at a weak moment. I was on the show floor at Macworld. I was talking to somebody, and the phone rang, and it was a locked ID. So I picked it up, and it was Regis and Kelly. And I was just—I guess I was weak. I said, "Okay, I'll do it." So, and they had me doing 2 days, which is very unusual. But good, because it helps defray the expenses. You know, they don't pay my costs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's very expensive to do, because I have to pay for hotels in New York, which are expensive, and fly out there. But they do pay you a fee, because they have to pay you the after a union fee, which is not inconsequential. It's like $800 or $900. So one show it wouldn't quite cover my expenses. Two shows it covers my expenses. So now I'm happy.
Very cool.
And as you pointed out, and Greg now is saying, I will not cover Kelly's mouth with my hand. Don't worry. I would never do that.
That's a good point.
That Clay is crazy to do that. You don't touch Kelly.
I can't believe you did that. That's just bizarre.
It's like the Queen. Have you? Did you? You know, if you're going to go see movies, you ought to go see the Queen.
I know. I should really go see the Queen. I know. But you I have a lot of movies to see.
You don't turn your back on the Queen, you know. You have to back out of the room.
Out of the theater?
That's a good question.
Thanks a lot, Leo. I'll be at the theater. I'll be like backing out and looking like a weirdo.
That's a very good question. No, but it's very I love the movie because there's this all this insider stuff on protocol, and you really kind of get to see. I think it's a pretty accurate, I'm sure it is, a very accurate depiction of what their home life is like, you know. But at one point, Tony Blair's the new prime minister, and he's going to go meet the Queen, and the protocol officer has to explain everything. He says, never turn your back on the Queen. You walk in the door, you bow once, then she'll stick out her hand. You walk to her only after she's stuck out her hand. You bow again before taking her hand and shaking her hand. He had to kneel to accept the offer of being prime minister. It's very fascinating. Anyway, how did I get into this? The Queen.
The Queen. No, Kelly Ripa.
Kelly's like the Queen. Queen. She's like the Queen. You don't touch her unless she touches you. So she's very nice, though. Every time I'm there, Regis greets me warmly and shakes my hand. Kelly gives me a kiss. It's very nice. But I would never put my hand over her mouth.
That's good to know, Leo, because we wouldn't want to see you get kicked off there, because it's good to see fellow geeks on some of these shows. And speaking of fellow geeks,
I don't want to get outed on the show.
No. Oh, I was just going to say, I was watching 60 Minutes tonight, which...
David Pogue was on.
David Pogue was on, New York Times tech columnist, and he was great. He was hilarious. I find David Pogue to be one of the funniest people we've ever
interviewed. What was the segment? It was like a geek segment, right?
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was so funny how it started out. The idea was that there are so many of these geeks who were kind of shunned in high school. Well, now they're the people who we turn to help us with all our computer problems, yes. And we need them now, and now they're like the superheroes, and they're part of the Geek Squad, and all these other organizations that go into people's houses and rescue them and save them from all their computer problems. But it started with a picture of a guy, I guess, who found at the Geek Squad, and it was a close-up of his photo in the yearbook where he looked fairly geeky, I have to say. But that's how they kind of started the piece. And then, you know, David Pogue was on talking about technology and how it is actually very confusing and very difficult for a lot of people to learn how to use it. But he was hilarious. He was cracking jokes. And, you know, he's so full of energy.
He's great. So is he on a long time?
Yeah, he was on quite a bit. They had quite a few clips from him.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it was really neat to see. So that was kind of fun.
He's a CBS celeb. I mean, it's a little bit inside baseball because, you know, he does CBS This Morning and he does a lot of stuff for CBS. So. In fact, he has an Emmy for his stuff for CBS.
I know.
Yeah,
he's. I don't know how he does as much as he does. It's crazy. It seems like he's always working. Yeah, he's really busy.
His wife sent me an email. It wasn't to me personally, but sent an email to a friend saying he's going to be on. I'm going to see them actually. They'll be on the cruise. See him on Saturday.
Oh, nice!
So
that'll be fun.
I'll give him a big hug for you. And we tried to get him on the show, but of course he said no. I can't do the show. I'm doing 60 Minutes.
You know, that's a lame excuse, Leo.
They taped that months ago.
That is lame. Lame. Yeah, we should mention what we're doing on the show, that we're going to spend the first half hour going over some links and some headlines from web news. And then the last half hour, we're going to get to people's questions. Because even last week, every time the questions are so great when we have people call in, actually not really questions, but they submit their tech links. But we never seem to have enough time.
So today we got a lot of time because we didn't get a guest, basically, is what we're saying.
Yeah, so the last half hour, we should devote.
Nothing but time.
We got a lot of time. But you know what's going to fly? We're going to get some great guest on who has some amazing link for us, and it's just going to fly by.
It always does.
I know. And then you're out of here, and you're off.
This show cannot go long. I have to run out the door. In fact, I should warn people that I don't know if the podcast will go up on Tuesday or not. I'm going to take the audio with me in my pocket, but I don't have time to edit it here, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to edit it on the laptop at some point. So, but you know, there's always this talk show version.
Yeah.
Hey, who is this guy? You know who I'm talking about?
Matthew Jordan from You Suck at Web Design.
Who is this guy?
I don't know, but he's funny.
He is very funny.
He's very funny. Yeah, I will definitely set it up. So someone, S9 Jeremiah, which is someone's handle, I'm guessing, sent me a link to this guy who does this website called YouSuckAtWebDesign.com.
Great name.
He also, great name. And he also does a podcast, which is a comedy podcast. The guy's name is Matthew Jordan. And the only reason I know that is because I emailed him and I said, hey, your podcasts are hilarious. I just saw this one that I love called An Open Letter to Google. Do you mind if we play it on Net at Night tonight? And he wrote me back. And actually, Leo, I'm sorry, before we get into this, I have to read what he wrote in his email because it was very, very funny. It was something along the lines that he would just finish eating a bunch of candy to get motivated to do some more writing and podcasting. And since I wrote this email and said he was going to be on tonight, that was his inspiration for continuing throughout the day. Like, just very, very funny. I know, it was so cute. He does this audio podcast, and I think we can listen to a little bit of it, but we have to be careful because there's parts where it gets a little sort of X-rated.
It's
although,
very
funny. I don't know.
And he also mispronounced my name, but I forgive him everything. This is from YouSuckAtWebDesign.com. It's a lot of music in here, right?
Yeah.
An open letter to Google Incorporated. Dear Google, please buy me out and give me $1 billion. Wait, a million. Yeah, a million is fine. That'll be just dandy. What? Why do I want you to buy me out? Well, there are a number of reasons I want that sweet, glorious Googlified cash. Maybe I want to pay off my house. Maybe I want internet fame. Maybe I want to shred up Google cash into small bits, then roll up a Google $20 bill and snort powdered Google cash into my sinuses like prime grade Florida snow. However, to drive my point home, I've outlined the top 10 reasons why you, Google Incorporated, should cut me a big fatty check right now.
He goes on and he ducks. He pretty much drags in everybody, including Kevin Rose, me, the gang. It's very, very funny. He's a talented writer, but you know what? He doesn't suck at web design.
I know. That's the neat thing is that his websites are amazing. And so that's kind of the ironic part. And all of his podcasts are quite funny. When he goes on at the beginning, this one that we just played, his number one reason that Google should give him a bunch of cash, and he talks about Dig, and he goes into describing the Dig website, and he says, all I want to do is see my podcast or my link up there at the top of Dig with those beautiful blue and gold color banners. You know, he goes crazy. It's so funny.
A blatant attempt to get Doug, I guess.
I don't know. It worked for me. That's all I have to say.
Well, he mentioned Twit, and I think he wanted us to mention it on Twit, and he's on Net at Night, and I think he probably will be on Twit. But it's Leo Laporte, not Laporta. Okay? Just want to say.
I'm going to call you Laporta from now on.
Oh,
Laporta.
he just showed his ignorance right there. Doesn't he know I'm a web celeb?
Yeah, exactly. Now, Leo, if all of a sudden you start getting this huge ego, that's not going to be good.
You, Amber, did I mention you no longer turn your back on me? I did say that, didn't I?
If I have to bow down when you walk in the room, that's going to really change our relationship, Leo.
Well, the truth is, it's not a deep bow. It's a little head nod. So you could do that, right?
I'll think about it.
So finally, in fact, one of the reasons we want to get Steve Chen on is that finally Google's talked a little bit about how they plan to incorporate YouTube into their site. And there's some surprises here.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of interesting. I saw this on the BBC website and actually, again, saw this on CNN. They did a story about it that turns out the YouTube founders are working on a plan to actually give people who are submitting content to YouTube.com a bit of revenue share when it comes to advertising. So the idea is that, you know, people who submit their videos will actually get a little payback, similar to what they would get on something like Rever. So this is interesting. There's not a lot of details in terms of how it will actually work out, but I think, you know, it's exciting for a lot of people since there's 60,000 plus new videos uploaded there every single day.
They also said, and this was kind of surprising, that they are not going to merge Google into or YouTube into Google Video. They're going to stay separate, which surprised me a little bit. Although, in fact, it's already started. If you search Google Video for video, YouTube videos will show up there as well, which is really nice because, you know, you used to have to go to two different places. Now you just search once Google Video and you'll show up. Search results either way will show up.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of a, I think it would be a good thing because there's so many people who are just uploading such great stuff to YouTube. I mean, a lot of it's crap.
But how do you differentiate the two? I mean, kill Google Video?
Oh, I don't know. I think it might kill Google Video, but I don't personally care if Google Video dies because I think it's kind of crappy anyway.
There you go. You see, that's kind of what's happened here. So
yeah.
You know, Yahoo did the same thing. They have Yahoo Photos and they have Flickr. They acquired Flickr. They didn't merge them. They kept them separate. I'm just wondering what the thinking is. Doesn't it hurt the house brand if you do that?
Yeah, I would assume it would, but I mean, YouTube has such great brand recognition.
Maybe that's good. Same thing with Flickr.
Yeah. That's what I would think. It's probably a good thing. Although, you never hear much about how some of these companies are doing who've been snapped up by the Yahoos of the world. I mean, even look at Delicious. I use Delicious all the time, and Yahoo owns them, but I don't have any, increased connection between sort of Delicious and Yahoo. And as far as integration of the site, Delicious is integrated on tons of different sites now. So,
well, and there are no ads still on Delicious, so I don't know exactly how. I mean, it's just a bandwidth drain. It doesn't give them any benefit.
Leo, the more important question is, why didn't you or I create YouTube or Delicious?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the main thing.
Josh Schachter, Chad Hurley, Steve Chen, these guys are the web celebs. Forget me and you. You should have been on that list. You know, one thing that was interesting with Google, remember you used to, if you would search Google for failure, remember what the first result was for a long time?
It's George Bush, right?
Yeah, not anymore.
What is it?
They've defused the Google bomb. This is called Google bombing, when sites decide that they, in this case, it was liberal sites that decided, hey, we're going to stick it to George Bush. A lot of them put links to the whitehouse.gov with the word failure, and enough so, with enough Google juice, that it became the number one search on failure. Of course, the right wing responded by doing that with Waffles and John Kerry. This is all U.S. politics. People probably don't care that much. But it showed there was a vulnerability in Google if enough people link. Apparently, there have been, according to Google, over 100 Google bombs since the first Google bomb. It's not an unusual thing. But they've now finally changed it. You realize the reason they didn't want to change it for the longest time was they didn't want to get in the business of, hand modifying search results.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So that's no longer, type failure and you get something else. You actually get Technorati, which seems weird, but.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you actually get?
For some reason, you get failure. See what people are saying right now in Technorati is the number one. And number two, then Wikipedia's failure article, which seems like a sensible result. And then four is Failure Magazine. But you can see the problems. As soon as they start messing with these results, I don't know. It's a tough one. Because on the one hand, failure shouldn't really give you the White House. That's not really the right search result. But on the other hand, you don't want to start editorializing in search results either.
Yeah, I don't think they should editorialize at all. I mean, once you start messing with that, there's no return. That's the problem.
Right.
It's like, where do you draw the line? So you may as well not draw the line and just hope that, the community of people who kind of are Google bombing maybe, lay off after a while or, just let it go, because you just can't start. I mean, it's just censoring in some ways.
Yeah, it's a very difficult one. It's actually a problem Google deals with all the time in a lot of other ways. I remember talking to Larry and Sergey about these things, and it's very difficult. What Larry told me is he said the way we see if Google's working is we look at the end of the spider, the end result, at the very bottom of the stack of stuff that's generated by the Google search spider. Somehow looking at that tells him whether things are going well or not.
So how do you explain that again, Leo?
I don't understand it. He's smart.
Okay.
And I don't understand it. I'm just telling you what he told me. He's a very smart guy, and somehow that tells him something.
Sorry, Leo. I shouldn't have asked you to explain it.
I don't know. He's smart. He told me that, and I just repeated it. That's all.
It's very complicated logic. I understand.
He told me, and at the time I understood it, but now I've forgotten it.
It's like a trade. I mean, if you knew, once again,
he'd have to kill me.
You'd be the third partner. I have another link that I want to talk about, although I have to say that I haven't been able to get it to work, and I don't want this to reflect on the company who did it. But Coach Fu, who is one of our loyal listeners, I think he was a Call for Help fan as well, he sent me a link to wengovisio.com, and that's WENGOVISIO.com. And the idea is that you can add this little video chat widget to your blog or to your website with a snippet of code. So I've added it to ambermac.com in the top right. And so supposedly what allows you people to do is to chat instantly with you, have a video chat.
Oh, great. But that's just what you want.
No, but
hey,
you don't have to be.
What are you wearing right now?
Leo.
Well, you're offline.
Leo, don't encourage it.
Oh, I can leave you a video message. Wait a minute, let me leave you a video
message. That's what I'm trying to say that it does, which I think is really cool. And, we've demoed a lot of these services before where you could leave audio messages, but the idea is you could get left a video message, which I thought
was kind of neat. It's me. I'm leaving you a message. Huh? I'm your biggest fan.
What are you wearing right now? Okay, let me stop. Let me stop recording. I did it. It worked. It recorded. Okay, save and let me replay it. See if it actually recorded.
Hi, Amber. It's me. I'm leaving you a message. I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah, it worked. All right.
What are you wearing right now?
All right. Now let me send this. Now what's going to happen? Is it going to go in your email?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm hoping so.
You know, you left the admin button. Oh, I see. I have to give a password. All right.
Let me see
if I can hack it. No.
I'm just trying to figure out if it's gonna work. Anyway, I don't have anything yet. If you already sent it, but
I did. So I pressed the send button.
Okay, so
now I'm intrigued by this great picture that Paul sent you. Paul Stamatiou.
Oh, I know. But first, Leo, I just got it.
You did.
Yeah, I just got it. So let's see if it works.
Wingo Vision works.
This is the dorkiest thing we've ever done. Oh, Leo, you have a white collared shirt on. It looks like a black sort of knit sweater. You have your glasses on.
You're right. Next time I'm going to hold up the newspaper so you'll know it's live.
That is awesome.
So it does work.
Cool. See, Leo, I told you it was cool. It doesn't have to be creepy all the time.
You didn't know it was cool, though, did you? All right.
Well, no one had. You were the first message I got.
Well, believe me. Guess what, Amber? You're going to be AmberMack.com. Go send Amber a video message. You're going to be so sorry.
Hey, I think it's pretty cool. Like, it looks, it's neat.
It's very
so that
cool.
Way,
well, I use Odeo that way, but it's only audio. So now I can do video.
Leo, and if you're away on your cruise and you have an internet connection, you could send me a video message. You and David Pogue, you know, do a little something, something, send me a little video, and I can watch it. That's kind of neat.
Okay, I will. Deal.
Because that, you know, the problem I have is that I'm not randomly available in the daytime to start chatting with people. So
don't I know? I try to chat with you today, this week. I got rebuffed.
Well, Leo, but the thing is, or video chats, but say, for instance, my parents are over in Sri Lanka right now, and the idea that my mom could go and leave me a video message is awesome.
It's
so they have a web camera.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I felt, by the way, I want to apologize. I never see you on Skype, and it was after 7, so I thought, oh, she's not at work anymore. I forgot you're working late now because you're working on your new TV show. So I saw you on Skype, so I said, hey, how you doing? And you said, stop it, shush, go away.
I was doing an interview, actually. This is kind of interesting.
I'm embarrassed. I'm so sorry, because people do that to me, and I get mad, and I really apologize.
No, Leo, it's you. It's all good. But I was interviewing the guy, I'm spacing on his name right now, but the Wii guy who did a 6-week experiment called the Wii Sports Experiment. He posted on his blog. What he did is he played the Wii for 30 minutes every single day for 6 weeks, and he lost 9 pounds, and he has a before and after picture on his website, and his video of him playing. He didn't really change up what he ate at all, and he lost a lot of weight. So what I did is I did a webcam interview with him last week, and that's where you had called me and it was late. But I actually got a Wii last week from Nintendo to play with. And
finally she gets a Wii.
Leo, can I just tell you that the Wii, have you ever played it before?
Yeah, we had it on Call for Help. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's really cool, but wow, I was boxing for quite a while, and my shoulders were just killing the next day.
Right. It uses, yes, that happened to me too in just a few minutes. It uses muscles you don't, it doesn't really use real muscles either. I mean, it uses odd muscles. Don't you think? Like wrist muscles and stuff that you wouldn't
know. I was like, odd muscles. what are those? Like, odd I don't know. I just thought it was my shoulder.
Not the muscles you use normally. Well, I guess boxing, it might have used more of your real muscles. But, you know, when you do like the Wii bowling or the Wii baseball, you're doing weird movements that aren't really real life movements. They're all about the Wiimote.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But that's why I think the boxing was the best workout. The tennis I was awful at, but boxing was
fun, isn't
really
it?
It's really, especially I was made my cameraman play with me, and all I kept thinking is my roommate is going to come home in the middle of the day. I'm here with the cameraman with the Nintendo Wii set up, and we're boxing into the air in the living room, and she's going to be like, "You're out, Amber. You're gone."
So it's too bad it's your house. She can't kick you out.
I know. That's why I had to buy it. It evens things out.
So. Did you get any other games, or are you just using the games that came with the Wii Sports stuff?
I just played the Wii Sports stuff, but I actually gave it to Brian, one of my colleagues at City, so I gave it to him for a couple of days to test it out and play around with it.
You have to send it back to Nintendo anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. And he and his wife love it, so I think they're going to get one after we send it back. But
it's very cool. We had fun on the set at Call for Help. We did a lot of stuff with it. It was really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Everybody's raving about WarioWare or WarioWare. I don't know. It's some Wii game. I see in the chat room even that Blues and Brown is saying it's really Blues and Brown Books is Blue and Brown Books is saying it really is a fun game. But I've heard a lot of people say that.
Oh wow, that's cool. I actually, and I didn't put this in our list of links, Leo, but I read on CNN today that Nintendo is launching an online news service through the Wii. So it's going to be like a news channel for gamers who can keep in touch with the outside world while they're playing the Wii.
Yeah, right. You know what cracks me up is to see all these mainstream media outlets scrambling to be part of, they know something's going on, they don't understand it, they have no clue what's real and what's not, so they do things like that. Or yeah. It's like Reuters having a news bureau in Second Life. Come on, what news is happening in Second Life? Anshi Chong getting attacked by flying phalluses? I mean, what? There's no news in Second Life.
Leo, did you know the story about, you remember we were talking about getafirstlife.com?
Yeah.
Well, did you hear the story about how the blogger who put that site up, and I hope I got this right, he actually said, hey, you know, I'm waiting for a cease and desist letter from Second Life, so from Linden Labs to, you know, for them to send me a letter. And I guess their lawyer has a really good sense of humor and sent him a letter and said, we are not going to be sending you this letter. And so it's kind of a cute little thing that in the tech community, I mean, obviously that's not going to get picked up in sort of mainstream news, but it was this fun little thing where, you know, the company who runs Second Life was saying, hey man, you know, we're not going to, you know, get on your case for running getafirstlife.com or having that little web page up. So it was just a nice sort of community thing, I think, that happened out of that versus like suing them or something.
Instead
ridiculous.
Of getting a cease and desist letter, he got a proceed and permitted letter from.
Yeah.
It's very cute. Yeah. It's a, let me see here if I can read the quote. This is the excerpt from the letter. We do not believe that reasonable people would argue as to whether the website located at getafirstlife.com constitutes parody. It clearly is. Linden Lab is well known among its customers and the general business community as a company with enlightened and well-informed views regarding intellectual property rights, including the fair use doctrine. Hallelujah! Open source licensing. Yeah, amen, brother. And other principles that support creativity and expression. Self-expression. We know parody when we see it. So good for
them.
Isn't
that great? I thought it was really cool that they did that. So kind of interesting to see that happen.
His blog is darrenbarefoot.com, by the way.
Yeah, I think he's out of Vancouver. I think he's, yeah, he's a fairly popular blog. So that's kind of a fun little story. And we have so many other links, Leo, but we're 4 more minutes till 9:30 already.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Start with the secret diary of Steve Jobs.
Oh, this is funny. This is a fake Steve Jobs blog that someone has created. This is from Jonathan, who sent this to me. And he says he thinks Merlin Mann created this fake blog. And he might have been joking. I don't think so either. But it's kind of fun that, you know, there's all these fake blogs. And just like you mentioned on Twitter, that there are people impersonating celebrities. You never really know who's who.
Somebody's doing Steve Jobs on Twitter, by the way. In fact,
really?
Here's the latest Steve Jobs post on Twitter. Mike wants to know about the Super Bowl ad. All I can say is iGame, iPhone, Nano, the Beatles, and one more thing. Don't tell anyone.
That's awesome.
And did you notice that there's a link on the fake Steve Jobs blog to the fake Scoble blog?
Yes, I know there's a new fake Scoble blog, which is funny. I guess, hey, maybe that's the next level of being a web celeb.
He's a web celeb too, you know. He's on that list too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is so funny.
So I'm telling you, I want a fake Leo or a fake on Twitter or a fake Leo blog. Come on, mock me, please.
Leo, now you're asking for it. I can't wait till that happens. Oh, I got a new video message. This is kind of interesting. Okay, I'll stay focused on the links.
Interesting. Come on, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Play it.
Okay, just a second. I got to see it.
Is he naked?
Hold on. Let's see. He hasn't come up yet. Hold on a second, guys.
Don't say that to a naked man. That's a very...
Whoa. I keep thinking that there's someone censoring what we say, but then I realize that there's no one really. Okay.
You can say anything you want.
I'm having trouble playing the video right now, but I'll try to get it running before we end the show.
It uses Flash, so it's pretty, you know, it's pretty easy for, I didn't even do anything. I just pressed the button and it worked. I was kind of surprised because I do have Skype up and I have iChat up, both of which are grabbing my camera, and it didn't mind.
I know, and I'm having a bunch of things that coming at me that one of your readers wants to talk to you right now, so because I'm still online. So I think sometimes on my computer when I'm running a lot of stuff, like a lot of people that... oh, Leo, actually I'm getting a ton of messages. This
yeah, I know you are. You thought you weren't going to get any.
This
Everybody
is nice.
Send Amber a message.
Whoa. Oh, my computer is freaking out right now. Uh-oh. There's like all these messages. Okay. I would love to talk to everybody, but we probably won't have too much time. Leo, okay, one thing that I wanted to mention on our list, aside from the fake Steve Jobs blog, is this – I love when you say that like that. Yes. It reminds me of our days on Call for Help when you used to look at me with these twinkly little eyes, and you're like, yes, Amber? And I was just trying to crack me up. This is a green version kind of Dig, and by green, I mean it's environmentally friendly. It's from our friends over at Tree Hugger.tv, which is a great blog for anyone who wants to be conscious of the environment. And what they've started is a news site that just has environmental news, and it's at hug.com, H-U-G-G.com. And it's really modeled on the whole Dig idea that you can vote articles up on the page. But it's kind of good, I think, for anyone who's interested in the environment and wants a news source, because Tree Hugger is so great and so credible. It's kind of neat. And this just came out. And this is from Steven.
This is great.
I know. Don't you love it?
I love it.
I know. I love it, too. H-U-G-G.com.
What a good use of the Dig meme. I think that there's no reason why the Dig concept couldn't be extended to lots of other niche sites like this. What a great idea.
I know. It's really cool. So I thought it was really well done. And again, Tree Hugger is great for anyone. I think it's just treehugger.com. But at treehugger.tv, they have a video podcast that they do, which is really good. So everybody should check that out for sure. And this guy, Steve, in the UK, sends me dozens and dozens of stories every single day. He might even be listening. And he is from the UK. And I have to thank him because if it wasn't for him, and I hope no one at City ever find out, I don't think I could do my job because he's constantly sending me good content.
It's nice to have these sources, isn't it? I have a few people. In fact, a few. They seem to be English. I don't know what it is. The English really want to participate in this, which is nice. I like the top story here. Do dryer balls work? Oh, I see. These are dryer balls that you put in your dryer.
I have those actually.
You use dryer balls?
Yeah. You throw them into the dryer with your clothes, and they're these like spiky little, really hard plastic balls, and. I don't know if they work or not, but
yeah,
they're kind of noisy. But I'm learning to live with that. Exactly.
I'm saving clonk clonk the environment. Freeindie.com, free albums, no guilt. What is that all about?
Oh, this is another blog, and this is a free indie music blog, and it was sent to me by Lars, who is from New York.
Some music here. This is. Sweep the Leg by No More Kings. It's kind of like a Karate Kid thing. I don't know. I probably shouldn't just play it randomly, but it's... Oh, there's the music.
Can you play some, or is it... Because I think the idea of the blog is that you can download free music from indie bands. And they're really, like, really... You know, a lot of them are unknown bands, but there's some great music on the site. So that's just at freeindie.com.
Oh, this is just a very elaborate music video for this group.
Wow. Yeah, there's music videos there, but I think the best stuff is really because there's way more quantity in terms of audio files.
Can we play it in the podcasts? I mean, the music?
I don't know. I'm assuming yes. It says free, Leo. Come on. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's free to me. All right, good. Well, maybe we'll find some good music because I've wanted to play more music in the podcast.
I know. There's some great stuff on there. They're about halfway down the page, I think there's a couple who might be from New York. I don't have it up right now, but they're sitting there together and they have some really cute good songs.
Yeah, Matt
they're
and really Kim. Cute. Hi, we're Matt and Kim, and they're drinking big gulps. Okay. So they're pretty down to earth. Should we listen to their web mix of their, let's see.
Okay. The web mix is the full download. The songs are below it.
Which one do you like? Yeah, yeah? Let's play.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that.
Yeah, you know, so I don't, they look very polite. I don't think there'll be any profanity in them. Not that I care. We have children listening. It's very poppy. This is called Yeah, Yeah. I can think that might be very catchy if you heard that a couple of times, actually.
I think so, too. And yeah. I always appreciate people are always sending me great music. So that was one of the better blogs that I've come across. And it's one that I haven't heard a lot from. So those people always need help in terms of getting recognized. So that's just freeindie.com. And Leo, I know we're going to take calls, but just give me time for one more link.
You got all the time in the world. Take your time. No hurry.
There's no one talking in my ear telling me to stop.
Rap.
I finally know, Leo, I have to say, how you felt hosting Call for Help when you used to go over with calls all the time. And I used to think, oh, why does he keep going over? And now it's like, because you can. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, take as long as you want.
So this is kind of a neat site. And I'm telling people about this site for anyone who has a girlfriend or, you know, maybe even a little sister or someone they want to buy.
You're kind of like my little sister.
All right. Well, you can buy this for me because I love it. Okay. And what it is, it's emoticon jewelry.
Oh, dear.
And it's from, it's cute. No, Leo, it sounds bad, but sweettoothdesigns.com/smiley-charms.asp. I know. Thank you. So the little necklaces, I mean, it would be cute for your daughter, Abby. I'm sure she would love one of these.
She'd love these.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
They're such great stuff.
They're, you know, it's just the little happy faces, you know, the colon dash asterisk kind of thing. And they have cufflinks. They have heart necklaces.
And there's bracelets.
Yeah.
And it sounds, I mean, it sounds silly when I say that you think that it's going to be really cheesy and like not look very good. But actually, the jewelry is nice. It's all, there's sterling silver.
It ought to be. It's $90 for the key ring.
I know, but it's really, I think they have some really cute stuff. So kind of a fun site as well.
Well, I know what I'm getting for your birthday then.
Right.
Cute. Oh, I like
you only turned 21 once, Leo.
We're in your case about 8 times. And then we're not going to say anything about that.
Whoa.
Hey, speaking of Sweden, did you see they're going to open an embassy in Second Life?
I know. A bunch of people sent me that, but I said I wasn't going to talk about Sweden, so you tell the story, Leo.
Well, that's the story. They say that we won't be able to get a visa or passport there, but they'll tell you where. In fact, they're even thinking of buying a whole island in Second Life for Swedish companies and interests to kind of congregate there. As much as I kind of mock Second Life, because frankly, I think it's a ways off from being the metaverse that everybody talks about. It's getting more and more like it, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, Leo, something's going on there that's interesting in terms of just the society that they've created in there, and it's interesting. I don't, you know, I'm not in Second Life all the time. I do have my own avatar and everything, but I can't figure out how to fly very well, as I've probably mentioned before.
Yes.
And so I'm not in there a lot, but I still think, you know, I like to watch what's happening there because, you know, you have.
Callie just sent me bouncy hair because she had bouncy hair. You know, you can actually have hair that bounces instead of like a helmet. So she sent me a link to the bouncy hair people, and I bought some bouncy hair.
Oh, Leo, how can you sit there and tell me you hate Second Life and you're buying a new hairdo?
And my rainbow codpiece. I mean, I tell you, I look good.
Wow. I didn't see that on your Forbes write-up.
No. There's certain things that are, you know, they don't yet know that Prune Face Spatula is one and the same as Leo LaPorte.
You know, it's always funny because as much as I think a lot of mainstream outlets are news outlets and organizations are, you know, tapping into kind of what's going on, all that is happening, I think, is there's like a level deeper where a lot of the geeks and online community, there's stuff that they just can't get to, which is kind of the good stuff.
That will always happen. As soon as the straits kind of invade any kind of subculture, the subculture moves on. You know, they say, uh-oh, the straits are here. And I'm sure in Second Life there are places that you and I don't even know about that are weirder and weirder. Well, actually, I've been to some of them. They are weirder and weirder, believe me. So it's just and so the Reuters guy doesn't know that. The Swedish embassy definitely doesn't know that, or they wouldn't be anywhere near that place. And I'm sure that that's always true. But that's why we like being part of a subculture, don't you think?
Oh, I love it.
And I are kind of we're kind of in this in between state. Where we are in mainstream media, but we're a little more savvy than the average, you know, Joe reported, I think, I would hope.
I would like to think so, but...
Hey, how many of them have toilet as their friend in MySpace, I ask you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I added this to the list of links, and this was the funniest thing that happened. This is the funniest thing that happened to me, is that, you know, every day I log into my MySpace account, and I check out messages, and people send me friend requests, and I just kind of scan down them, and I usually accept people, but this is the best one. All I saw was, toilet wants to be my friend on MySpace, and I'm thinking, what is this? And it's actually a person's MySpace account, and they call themselves Toilet, and they talk about years of, you know, the history of the toilet and what the toilet has to endure.
Pictures of us as a young man or young toilet or whatever.
And finally, the toilet has a place, you know, online where the toilet can, you know, meet other people, and it just goes on and on. And when I saw that, every once in a while, I see something that even I'm a little bit surprised about. But that was my surprising link of the day.
I want to make a Skype call before we go to our talk show callers, if you don't mind. The reason is it's a guy who does a podcast in Israel that I just was a guest on. And let me add him to the conference between you and me, Amber. Ziv, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great. Well, welcome to Net at Night. It sounds very good. Let me get Amber back in here because I think...
Hey, Leo.
Yeah, there we are. Everybody's there. So Ziv does a podcast in Israel, right, Ziv?
Yeah, in Israel.
What's your podcast about?
Well, just a second. I have to just lower this thing.
Are we a little loud?
I can hear you.
All right.
No, you're okay. Good. Well, our podcast actually is, we call it the Sideshow, Kitaro Sideshow, a different kind of culture.
His last name is Kitaro, so it's his podcast, yeah. But you do it with a friend or?
With my brother, to whom you spoke with on the interview, and some friends that come in. Each one of them is some kind of a specialist. We have people call in and or send emails with questions. So we have a doctor, and we have a tech guy, and we have all kind of weird people who come in and answer their questions.
Are there a lot of podcasts in Israel?
Well, actually, there are only four in Hebrew. There's ours. There's another one that is done by my wife and a friend of her. The friend is from Chicago, and she's here in Israel, obviously.
Oh, neat.
They talk about the baby. We have a three-month she-devil baby. And the other two are tech-related. One of them is called TCast, and it's Mac-based. And the other one is called Geekim, which is actually Geeks in Hebrew.
Oh, that's neat. So if I wanted to say somebody's a geek in Hebrew, I'd say you're a geekim.
It works only on plural.
Oh, the geekim. It's like the goyim.
It's like the goyim, only geekim. Yeah.
The geekim. Didn't you know that, Dane?
Didn't know geekim.
Dane didn't know geekim.
so now he knows.
Well, I was really pleased to talk to you. It was really fun, and it just underscored that international nature of it. So, Ziv, I'm glad we could get you on the show and just to say hi. Want to give out the URL for the podcast?
Oh, yeah, great. It's www.sideshow.co.il.
Well, that's good. That's a very good...
that's an easy one.
Yeah, sideshow.co.il.
Yeah, sideshow.com was already taken.
I'm not surprised. Hey, leo.com's taken, and I'm never getting over it.
You know what? I thought I'll do your fake blog.
But don't tell him!
Do Leo. I just realized who it should be. It shouldn't be me. It should be my hair.
Your hair? Oh, we can do that.
A Leo's hair blog.
Oh, that's
actually,
good.
A friend of mine. Well, that'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah, it's bouncy.
We're doing it in Hebrew.
Yeah, full of body.
Yeah, the only problem, we won't know exactly what we're saying about you, but...
it'll be in Hebrew.
Yeah.
This is getting better all the time.
You'll have to find someone to translate it for you. That'd be fun.
Ziv, it's great to talk to you. We're going to take a couple more calls, but thank you. And we'll look for the interview that you did on Sideshow.
It'd be up on next Saturday.
Great. I'll put a link on the show notes.
Thank you. Thanks. Talking to you.
Great talk to you, Amber. Thanks, Leo.
Thanks, Ziv. Take care. He was having a little trouble getting into the talk show client, although I know we have lots of people on. Should we take some calls?
Yeah, definitely. He sounded great, too.
Skype is amazing. I got to tell you.
I know.
Just mind-blowing.
I love Skype.
Let's talk to Zupa Dupa. Hello, Zupa Dupa. Welcome to Net at Night.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you?
I can't hear him,
Finland.
Really.
He's from Finland.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love Finland. I was in Helsinki a couple of summers ago. It's quite beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The very, very nice people, the Finnish people. Almost as nice as the Swedes. Just kidding.
No comment. So do you have a link for us at, or some news, tech news from Finland you can share with everybody?
Yeah, I hope I'm not disappointing you. I have a link, and I have an idea, but they're not combined yet.
All right. So, don't combine them. Have them separately, then.
That's okay. There's no rules here.
Yeah, it's a site of my own,
okay.
Which has been under development for like 2 days. So,
what's the URL?
All it really has is a description of what is coming.
Oh, so what is coming?
It's a language wiki. So, it's trying to help people to learn some simple phrases and words from other languages.
What a great idea! What's the URL?
First, I would like to ask the listeners not to open the site right away because it's on my home server.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't give it out then. Yeah,
don't give it out.
Yeah, but I tell you what.
No, I can give it out, Seth.
Well,
what is it?
You're brave, but go ahead.
It's wikingwa.no-it.org. Wikingwa.no-ip.org.
Oh, no IP, of course, .org, because you're doing it out of your house, yeah. So that's a dynamic DNS. And how do you spell that first word? W-I-K?
W-I-K-I-N-G-U-A.
Wiking, is that a Finnish word for wiki? Oh, I get it, like lingua. I get it. Wikingwa, like lingua. I get it. Well, of course, I and everybody else in the show immediately went to your site, so right about now you're probably getting an unusual amount of traffic on your home server. I'm sorry to do that to you,
Supa-dupa.
But it looks pretty. It's obviously based on MediaWiki, and I think wikis are great. I just love them. Let's go to Robin13. Robin, welcome to Net at Night.
Hello, Leo. Hello, Amber.
Hi, Robin. Where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Nice. How's Texas?
Well, it's a little bit cold for Texas, but it's a pretty nice day today. It's not as cold as Canada, I'm sure.
Don't mess with Texas. I just know that much.
Don't mess with Texas. That's it.
Right.
Leo, I had a question regarding, are you going to have a link on the TWiT website as stations sign up for your deal so that we can go to, because there's several stations here in Houston that could carry it.
I'm going to talk tomorrow to the affiliate relations people at Premier and ask them how they want to manage this, whether they want the TWiT Army, me to use the TWiT Army to talk to station managers, or if that would be counterproductive. It might be that they just want to contact them first, and then if we figure, there's a station in Houston we'd really like to get, and they're maybe on the fence, but they're not sure if anybody would listen, then that might be the time when we'd say, hey, it'd be to help if you send an email or call. But at this point, I don't know. Right now, I'm just saying, hey, if you've got a favorite talk radio station anywhere in the country, just tell them to call Premier Radio Networks. We don't know yet what stations we're going to be on, but we're talking about the syndication of the KFI show, but I do know that we've got some already and many more to come, I'm sure. Premier is big. They know how to do this. Thank you for your support, though. I really appreciate it. You know, we were talking about Undo TV. I should mention I had a great conference call, and Scott Waddell showed us the latest stuff. This thing is unbelievable. What a great platform. We're probably going to launch not this month, maybe in March, because they want to add some more features, but it's coming along really well. Very nice. Yeah.
Matt, so do you have a...
Oh, I already hung up on it.